Let's shift gears for a minute because we've just been joined on set.
You?
Bonnie Jill is here. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, and you have written a book.
I have.
I was thinking, there's so many ways to introduce you. You were one of the first, well, you're the first female scout in the NBA.
Yes,
scouting
sir.
For the Lakers. Great way to introduce you there.
Actress, model, TV personality.
How do you describe?
Niners fan.
Yes.
She's got it all.
But now author. So yes. Tell us about your book. It's called In a League of Her Own.
Yes, it's celebrating female first. I want a book to inspire and have a compelling stories for younger women to know there's a space for them in the sports world. And so I wanted to show the different chapters. I got Billie Jean King, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Layla Ali, Mary Lou Retton, Manon Raume, and 19 other women. And it was like, you know, I want women to go, oh, I can just be a sideline reporter. No, there's so much more. You can be in the front office. You can play professional hockey. Like, you know.
You paved the way. I mean,
yeah,
you did it.
And so different ways for women to realize that there's a space for them, and that's kind of like my why. And so I was been trying to pitch this for 3 years, and no one would bite on it. And finally, Roman and Littlefield said, we love this. And they took a chance, wrote the book, and now we're number one on new releases on Amazon.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Yeah. In a League of Her Own, you can find it on Amazon. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, the author. Now, you're also doing a podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Yeah, so The Weekly Pass, and we've had that for about 3 years. And so we're at Believe in Valley Sports. So we have that going on. And then I'm the flagship for the Cowboys. I know this is bad. But
no, yeah.
But I'm a cheerleader for both. I'm allowed to do that.
And you were born in San Francisco.
Yes, exactly.
Raised in the Bears.
Yes.
So, no, yeah. This is all okay. I'm a Raider fan, and
That's
I'm
right.
cheering for the 49ers.
Are you?
This week. I do.
Well, is
I
it
do.
Because you know, 'cause there was a time where there was a little bit of Battle of the Bay, but now since they're in Vegas, and then there's also, you know, the Chiefs being in your division, so maybe that's why you don't
That is exactly why. And maybe a little Chiefs fatigue, but
you know it is.
But you know what, Bonnie Joe? I don't want – I appreciate good talent, and obviously we've got the two best here with the 49ers and Chiefs matchup coming up. But what I don't love is when I'm watching the Chiefs-Ravens playoff game, in the commercials, I'm seeing Travis Kelce, Travis, Jason, and their mom, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, in all the commercials. I'm like,
I know every State Farm commercial.
Hang on.
Yes.
Am I right, State Farm?
And Campbell's Soup.
Okay.
And vaccines.
Oh, I know none of my Niners are in any of the commercials.
No. No.
Yeah, I know. You sound like my dad. My dad goes, if I had State Farm, I'd cancel it. Just because I hate seeing the homes, you know, constantly in my face.
It's too much.
It is a little too much. It's a burnout.
You know? But it doesn't take away from their talent.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know how you feel, but the Taylor Swift thing doesn't bother me at all. I'll tell you why it doesn't bother me.
Okay, I want to hear.
The reason it doesn't bother me is I have so many dads who said to me, my daughter's now watching football games with me.
Well, there you go.
And I've never had her watch a game, care about a game, and she's sitting there next to me, and it's been a bonding for us. So I'm all about that.
Okay.
The other stuff, but I do love that these – I'm talking tons of fathers have said to me, oh, my gosh, my daughter now watches football with me. And I think for me, I'm like, yeah, more female fans, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The other stuff, I know, it's a little overload, but that's the one thing I do love.
Okay, well, I like that take. Okay, I want to ask you about a first, female first. When and do you think we're going to have the first NFL commissioner that's a female?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm thinking of Condoleezza. That's
what I was going to say. Condoleezza was one that was supposed to be. Remember, she was kind of in that running
old
conversation, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
Before Goodell re-upped.
Right. And then she went to NCAA, and she's doing some stuff with the football. And then I think she's a part owner of the Broncos. I could be wrong.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Yes, and it could be the Elway-Stanford connection.
Right, exactly. But someone like her, but there's many more, right, you know, that I could think of that could be great. But the NFL is still, I mean, we're progressive, but it's still a little bit, you know, I mean.
It's not on the forefront of giving females opportunities.
They still don't want, they wouldn't even let, I mean, I was going to say it, they wouldn't let the female referee who's done all the Super Bowls.
Sarah Thomas,
they would not let her in my book.
Really?
They would not let her
because
in my book.
She's certainly worthy of being a female first and being included, but they didn't want that kind of coverage.
She wanted to do it so desperately.
What was their reasoning?
They said that she's still employed by the NFL and that they have to monitor every they would have to have like the rights to be able to say exactly what she's going to say, what I put in the book. And it was funny because Katie Sowers is in my book, and they're fine with Katie because Katie's no longer actually with an NFL team. But do you know what I mean? What's the difference?
They
were scared that Sarah may – I don't know if they thought maybe Sarah was going to say something that would be bad. I don't know what they were nervous. But I think it actually is backlash that they wouldn't let her in because it's like, why wouldn't you let a woman speak about women empowerment for your league? So I'm a little bitter about that.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I'm bitter with you on that.
Right?
Because I bought.
It would be great for her, don't you? And for the NFL.
Fantastic, because she's now there's others because of her.
Yeah. Right.
So well, you know what? That just kind of proves the point that you said that the NFL they're not ready yet.
They're not ready. NBA, yes, absolutely. Becky Hammon will be a head coach.
Exactly. In the NBA. I think so too.
You know, so and so too. The way that Popovich is the one that said, hey, I'm going to put her in a game.
Right.
And the players love her and what she's done with the Aces. And I think she'll come back and I think she'll be our first NBA.
The NBA is more progressive, honestly.
Oh, yeah,
they just
absolutely.
Really are. As you know, you were the first female scout for the Lakers.
Right. And Jeannie being the first female to win a championship.
Right.
And they glorify it.
Right. Which is really refreshing. Come on.
It is. Absolutely.
Honestly. We're talking to Bonnie Jill Laughlin and your book, In a League of Her Own. You can find it on Amazon. Boy, you've got some amazing women. This roster of interviews you've done.
Will you look at the back who endorsed my book?
I mean, Billie Jean King is here, Nancy Lieberman. The back cover, the endorsement.
No, right here. You were at it. The back cover.
The back.
Hold on.
That's a good group of names there. What a great read. Oh, and you've got an endorsement from Bill Self, Michael Irvin, roster. This is an amazing group. Well, be sure to get it, everyone. It's In a League of Her Own. You can find it on Amazon. Bonnie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for letting me stop by. It's always good to see you guys.
Again.
I love y'all.
You too.
Great to be with you. You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss, Sports Map Radio.